This is the 242nd Quackcast, Revenant Edition. This is entitled A New DC Degree, What the World Needs Now. Evidently not Love, Sweet Love. This is from November 19th, 2024, Science-Based Medicine, blog entry of the same name, if you want to see the references and the clever links in the text. Last month, the following showed up in my feeds. In a first, academic center offers chiropractic program. Well, at least it's not associated with a medical school. Yet. I suppose I could clutch my pearls and cry, baby, but no point in that. In the demon-haunted world, science as a candle in the dark, Carl Sagan noted, quote, "The candle flame gutters. Its little pool of light trembles. Darkness gathers. The demons begin to stir." To judge from the widespread offering of scams in major medical centers, in healthcare, the candle is out. All that remains is the red coal, producing smoke but little light or heat, and that soon, too, is likely to be extinguished. But, to use contradictory metaphors, while medicine burns, I have my proto-guitar to occupy my time. As the old saying notes, when life hands you lemons, make an Army-Navy and forget your troubles. I thought it would be interesting to look over this first-of-its-kind chiropractic degree in a, quote, research-intensive public university providing an educational experience unmatched by any other program. Based on its strong reputation in the health sciences, a reputation they're working hard at tarnishing, I might add, Pitt is uniquely positioned to train a new generation of chiropractors who will be at the leading edge of science for the spine and musculoskeletal disorders, and see what the program has to offer and how it compares to reality. If the program is part of a research-intensive public university and they are offering a DC doctorate, I have to wonder just how much research Pitt did into the realities of chiropractic. Or perhaps I am cynical, or skeptical, or both. Get it while you can. First, cost. $15,398 per term for in-state students, $18,400 per term for out-of-state students. Holy cannoli. Now, costs for a DC degree can vary widely, but this appears to be a bit more than the average, especially for out-of-state students. Still, they will acquire the patina of fool's gold legitimacy, getting a quack degree from a university, albeit one that has likely abandoned scientific standards, instead of a quack degree from a quack institution. I would assume that patina of respectability must be worth a bit more for graduates. With 40 students in the first year, that is a minimum of $4,927,400 for Pitt. Not bad. Now I know why they are offering the program. And chiropractic students may be a good group to price gouge as, quote, "These chiropractic students demonstrated inadequate financial literacy and did not engage in many recommended financial habits," such as spending money on a doctor of chiropractic degree, I suppose. The student body. Who will these 40 students be? They need to have an average GPA of 3, a B. 2.75 is enough for some schools I looked at. It is safe to say that the best and brightest do not become chiropractors. It is a career choice that suggests a surfeit of magical thinking or a deficiency of critical thinking skills, or both. I mean, did you do any research on what it means to be a chiropractor? And if you did, you were not dissuaded from that career path? And I had to laugh when I saw that under technical skills they expect, quote, "intellectual abilities. Chiropractors are required to think critically and problem solve." As this blog routinely demonstrates, critical thinking is not a must in the field. If critical thinking were applied, we would see, quote, "Oh dear," says the chiropractor, "I hadn't thought of that," and the field would promptly vanish in a puff of logic. The curriculum. Starting a new program is a good opportunity to discard the problematic baggage of the past and start afresh. The chance to reinvent oneself and leave the old you in the dustbin of history is tempting and should never be passed up. especially if the old you is reality avoidant. The front page of the website says, quote, from day one, students will receive a combination of rigorous, evidence-based education and clinical experiences within an intra-professional academic environment. Rigorous, evidence-based, chiropractic. Elmo might have something to say about that. It makes an old science-based medicine skeptic like myself wonder just what parts of chiropractic will be taught. Now, I'm going to define some terms here. Scams tend to be very Humpty Dumptyan in their use of language. Precision of language is not their strong suit. I've always been of the opinion that precise speech is a manifestation of precise thinking. God forbid you should call a patient dehydrated on rounds. So, moving forward, and for the sake of precision, when I say chiropractic, I am referring to the straight chiropractic approach pulled out of the ass of its founder, D.D. Palmer. Disease is caused by subluxations of the spine that interfere with the movement of innate intelligence, and that by manipulating the spine, the subluxations are removed to allow the flow of innate intelligence and the resolution of illness. That is the defining characteristic of chiropractic, its sine qua non. And as this blog and podcast have just demonstrated over and over, it is a load of fetid dingo's kidneys. All sound and fury, signifying nothing. A fiction from start to finish. It is Oakland. You get my drift. But here's the odd thing. The fundamental fiction that uniquely determines what is a chiropractor is mentioned nowhere on the site. Are they embarrassed? Or are they abandoning the core idea that makes a chiropractor and turning out a tarted up physical therapist? I don't know. In the fact under what is a chiropractor, they say, quote, doctors of chiropractic are first contact providers, i.e. there is no need for a referral. Licensed to practice chiropractic in all 50 states, the District of Columbia, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico. DCs perform the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of spine and musculoskeletal problems with a focus on neck and back pain. As part of their practice, DCs conduct physical exam, order and interpret radiologic imaging, and laboratory tests, diagnose and treat musculoskeletal dysfunction, counsel patients on health and wellness, and co-manage or refer to other health care providers, i.e. those who know what they're doing, when appropriate. DCs exercise autonomy in clinical decision-making and provide a broad range of diagnostic and therapeutic services focused mainly on spine-related and other musculoskeletal disorders. They use manipulation in both its senses, manual therapy, therapeutic exercises, and lifestyle modifications that are the cornerstone of chiropractic practice. Sounds good. Nice and non-specific. The DC is in the details, and the details are not mentioned on this site. There are the useless adjective diagnostic and therapies used by chiropractors, such as applied kinesiology or actuators, but they are not unique to the chiropractic practice. And there are useful adjunctive therapies used by chiropractors, such as massage, heat, stretching, and exercise, but they are also not unique to chiropractic. As Harriet Hall said about many a scam, what is unique is not helpful, and what is helpful is not unique. And so it is with chiropractic. But if they are going to use a rigorous, evidence-based education, then no part of chiropractic, as defined above, needs to be taught. The only thing that chiropractic has benefit for is the early improvement of low back pain. And even for that, I am skeptical. That's because when you look at the details of these studies, spinal manipulation is used with other, actually useful, adjunctive therapies, making it difficult to determine just what chiropractic adds to the care. And I would bet nothing. So why not avoid the fiction-based chiropractic and go for a physical therapy degree? Well, probably because you don't get to be called doctor. Looking at the outline of the curriculum, it appears to be a cursory review of medicine, but since the first class is not until August 2025, it is understandably short on specifics. But it does raise questions. What is taught is woefully inadequate for the DC to be a primary care provider, as is encouraged by some DCs, although not in Pennsylvania. Hell, a real medical school education does not prepare you to take care of patients. That only occurs after internship, residency, fellowships, anywhere between 3 to 7 years of post-medical school training, depending upon the specialty. But they do mention that what is taught will be at the level useful for chiropractors. I am Joe's body level, I would suppose. That dates me. But I think it's safe to say I have zero respect for chiropractors. The director of the program is evidently a proponent of the primary spine practitioner, akin to a podiatrist, I suppose. Not really a bad idea. I always appreciated the expertise of the podiatrists I worked with. But I would not want my primary spine practitioner to be trained as a chiropractor. I want my healthcare providers to be grounded in reality. The program will offer chiropractic science. As you know, I am not a fan of adjectives preceding the word science. But I suppose there is biologic science and medical science and social science, so why not chiropractic science? I think those are two words I never thought I would see together, very Humpty Dumptyan. But how does one have a science based on fiction? It usually doesn't end up well, as Lysenko horrifically demonstrated. Perhaps, and I have always been both skeptical and an optimistic pessimist, that they will change the profession and make it reality-based? I can hope. And they have a public health section. I wonder how they are going to cover vaccines, as anti-vaccine sentiments are common in chiropractors and start in school. Quote, we found in both college that anti-vaccination attitudes were more prevalent in the later years of the programs. And the chiropractic profession was not a shining beacon of science during COVID. Although, if they are abandoning the whole subluxation fiction, there may be hope yet. Quote, musculoskeletal spine care chiropractors were more adaptive to certain COVID-19 public health changes than their practice setting than subluxation-based chiropractors. I see they have a section on cervical mobilization and manipulation. I note that the head of the program appears to be skeptical of the chiropractic hanging. Neck manipulation causing a vertebral artery dissection. He prefers to go with the Cassidy study, calling it a, quote, landmark study, considering that it is arguably the best epidemiologic evidence published on this topic to date. I would argue that the paper is the chiropractic equivalent of inconceivable, and I have. It is a study where, if you read the paper, you will find that the body of the paper contradicts the assertion in the abstract that cervical manipulation does not cause stroke. In fact, the paper suggests that it does. But that would take careful, critical thinking to determine. So, more questions than answers on just how evidence-based DC will be. Perhaps this will be the start of something new, like DOs, who have mostly moved on from their quasi-chiropractic beginnings. Fiction-free chiropractic? To crack or not to crack? That is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of chiropractic manipulation, or to take arms against a sea of pseudoscience, and by opposing them, science, evidence, critical thought, applied to end them. The heartache and the thousand natural shocks that subluxation is here to, 'tis a consummation devoutly to be wished. We shall see. Post-graduation? Well, there are 60,000 unneeded chiropractors in the United States, and 2,500 more will be added to the workforce every year. 3 years from now, this program will add 40 more. Are they going to have jobs, since they can only legitimately care for acute low back pain? Barely. Income? Well, they will start out at $50,000 a year and reach a top pay of $90,000 a year. I found a variety of numbers on the web. Can you actually reach those numbers as a rigorous, evidence-based, i.e. chiropractic-free DC? Will the graduates go down the rat holes of subluxation, spinal maintenance, anti-vaccination, and all the other scams that permeate the profession today? We can hope that these DCs are going to be different, but you can probably guess where I'm going to put my money. And that ends the QuackCast number 242, Revenant Edition. As mentioned, the references as well as clever links can be found at the original blog entry of the same name from November 19th, 2024 at Science Based Medicine. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Bye.